Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Well, a bit of political news dropped last night. Congressman Dan Kildee, who many expected to run for governor, said he's not going to. He's going to run for another term in Congress. To talk about that are Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark, our It's Just Politics team. So first thoughts about Kildee not running for governor.
Not really a surprise that even though at this time last year he certainly seemed to be, in part because he was, doing everything to prepare for a race, but we've been hearing in recent weeks that he was cooling to the idea for a whole bunch of reasons and will probably opt to run for re-election to his congressional seat.
Indeed. I mean, I think there was this idea that he was, you know, if he was going to run, we would have known February, then March, then April. We're now in the beginning of May, so I don't think people are shocked. And really what we're hearing is that actually last week's health care vote in the House of Representatives really made him realize that he still feels like he's wants to fight in D.C. and that there's some big issues happening in the federal government, and he wants to be a part of that.
As it is right now among Democrats, we have former Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, former Detroit Health Director Abdul Al-Sayed. Anybody else thinking about throwing their hat in the ring for the Democrats?
Well, there are four other names in the race, but those are the ones who really seem to be getting their names out there and are out there working the circuit. But now that Dan Kildee is out, we are hearing that there is another well-known name who is interested, and that is Mark Bernstein of the Bernstein Law Firm family, which means that he would bring a lot of name ID, certainly money, and a strong network within the Democratic coalition. He's a very popular person inside the Democratic Party.
But how political is this? I love this, that just today, so, you know, we've got Republican Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly sort of talking about whether or not he's going to, these kind of pushing this big announcement that he's going to make on May 30th. I think we all sort of assume he's going to throw his hat in. But
the classic announcing he's going to announce.
Right. So he's got this new video out that actually includes, though, Mark Bernstein's brother, Richard Bernstein, in the video, because he's a Supreme Court justice here in Michigan, and it's the two of them working together on some issues. So then the justice was asked, you know, yesterday, well, wait, are you supporting, you know, Brian Kelly? Now there's this, you know, his brother coming out on the Democratic side. So, you know, very Michigan politics here.
Awkward. So we also should mention among the Republicans who might be throwing their hat in the ring is Attorney General Bill Schuette. Speaking of the race for governor, Rick Snyder has a couple of state Supreme Court appointments to make. Tell us who is out and why.
Well, Bob Young, the senior member of the court and the former chief justice, retired, and he is considering a run for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate to run against the incumbent Democrat, Debbie Stabenow. And now Joan Larson has been named by President Trump to serve on the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. You might remember that she was on his shortlist for a potential Supreme Court nominee.
As was Bob Young.
Mm-hmm. Now, his seat was going to be up next year anyway, and so it doesn't change that. But that does mean that we're going to have two new names on the court. The governor is announcing, probably right as this is airing, that appeals court judge Curtis Wilder will fill the Young seat. The Larson seat will not be vacant until she's confirmed by the Senate. So, you know, we'll be waiting to see who he names to fill that vacancy. And then both of those nominees will have to run on the ballot next year.
But what is absolutely fascinating about this, Lester, and this dynamic is Michigan has seven Supreme Court justices. And after all is said and done, if Snyder does go ahead and appoint two new justices, Snyder will have appointed four justices, many, you know, some of whom will have, you know, run for re-election and re-won, but four, that is a majority of the Supreme Court, of the judicial branch, you know, originally being appointed by the executive branch.
This can actually be called the Snyder Court at that point, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just fascinating.
It is. So do we know who might be on Governor Snyder's shortlist if Larson is confirmed?
No, not for sure. They're still putting that together, although I would think that at or near the top of that list would be appeals court judge Mike Godola, that he served as Snyder's in-house attorney before being named to the court. And since, you know, Snyder appointed him to the Court of Appeals, obviously he's a fan.
That's Rick Pluta, Lansing bureau chief, and Zoe Clark, our resident political junkie. They host It's Just Politics, which you can find at michiganradio.org or listen on Mondays during Morning Edition. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Lester.
You bet.